Welcome back. President Joe Biden this afternoon participated in a roundtable with the CEOs of many of the nation's biggest utilities companies. Among the attendees were executives from Edison International, Duke Energy, and American Electric Power. Joining us now to discuss this and more is our own editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer. Andy, this discussion was centered largely on these companies' efforts on climate initiatives, but you'd have to think that energy prices and inflation likely came up at least once, right?
Yeah, that's right, Emily. And of course, the backdrop here is trying to get Build Back Better, the president's giant bill, back on track. Some people, particularly Senator Manchin, say it's dead. They're trying to revive it here, the president is. And what you had here was a meeting between those executives whom you just listed and the White House wanting the support of the electric utility industry, the electric utility industry basically looking for tax breaks to sort of get their support. And there's a package of various goodies that they were looking to get, credits essentially, for moving their businesses more into the green arena. And, you know, it's one of those things where it costs the taxpayer money because the government gets less revenue. But if these companies can move off the dime, then overall, I guess the trade-off would be worth it.
Andy, while we have you, on the electric vehicle front, especially considering the amount of infrastructure that is being targeted and pegged to the future of mobility, especially as it relates to electric vehicles, President Biden had tweeted yesterday that China had been leading the electric vehicle race. However, it seems like a tweet from Elon Musk, Tesla's own, that certainly caused the president to kind of revise his statement there. And so what does this signal in the electric vehicle space now that Tesla is finally being recognized by the White House?
Yeah, that's the key right there at the end, Brad, finally being recognized. And frankly, let's be honest here. I mean, this behavior between Elon Musk, shockingly, and President Biden, the president, is really sophomoric. And I can understand the president sticking to his guns and being pro-union and all that, but to simply ignore Tesla because it doesn't have a union shop is sort of just tilting at reality. I mean, you can't ignore Tesla. It is the industry leader. I know that Elon Musk may not be his cup of tea. And again, he's strongly a pro-union guy, but you know, you've got to at least acknowledge that they're the market leader. And of course, Elon's tweets and trolling of the president and the name calling, it's just the kind of thing that continues to lower himself. And you know, it doesn't advance, you know, our economy or society by doing that. It's too bad. But I think it's good that the president acknowledged that Tesla is, you know, a great American company, for better or for worse, with all of its foibles. You can't deny that it has done some amazing things.
That's right, Andy. Tesla, as well as Rivian, getting a shout out in some remarks from President Joe Biden earlier this week. But our own editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer, thank you again so much for that breakdown.